Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast on the 18th of June, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, and Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller are here today with the news. The Hat Podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch. In the news, the Indiana FFA State Convention is now underway and making Indiana ag bioscience opportunities better known to Hoosier students. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin on the heat and mostly dry conditions. And the Monday grain and oil seed markets extended losses. We have analysis coming up with John Zanker on the Hat Morning Podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Soil and Water Outcomes Fund is working with growers to implement new conservation practices such as tillage reduction, cover crop implementation, or extended crop rotation. Tyler Roush is Indiana's field program representative for the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. He says the program will not only reduce erosion and improve your soil health, but you'll also receive monetary compensation for putting these practices into place.
Last year, our average payment was $33 an acre. Nice thing about that is you receive a free estimate before signing the contract with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. We need to be looking to implement a new conservation practice. So the key piece is there's something new on your operation.
In 2023, the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund enrolled over 300,000 acres and provided over $10.5 million in payments to farmers. To learn more about how to enroll in their program, check out theoutcomesfund.com.
It's Indiana FFA Convention Week and finding a career in agriculture. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Day one of the Indiana FFA State Convention is in the books as students from around Indiana made their way to Benton Central High School Monday morning for their career development events.
For example, food science and veterinary science, and they get a chance to take like what they've learned in the classroom all year and put it into a contest. So not only are they learning those things, but they get a chance to compete and put their knowledge to the test.
That's Ethan Woolheater from the Prairie Heights FFA chapter. He's on the convention crew this week, helping things run smoothly, as he is one of 12 candidates seeking a state officer position.
I think it's always kind of been on the back of my head to be a state officer ever since I joined FFA my freshman year. I thought that was kind of a neat thing. I didn't really know much about it, this whole state officer process, but last year another person from our chapter, Connor Kiesler, he made it onto the state officer team, and so getting to kind of see what his year was like and the involvement he had in it and being a state officer kind of just showed me a little more about it, and that kind of helped me finalize, hey, this is something I'd like to do.
Woolheater says he joined FFA because of family tradition.
Freshman year, I moved to Prairie Heights High School, where my dad had gone to high school, and he was involved in FFA when he was in school. And his dad, my grandpa, was also involved in FFA when he was in school. Both of them did lots of contests, competed on various levels, and they just learned a lot from it. And both of them have been involved in agricultural industry at some point in their life. And I definitely want to be involved in the agricultural industry also. And I knew that FFA not only at the other levels, it just helps you with your agricultural knowledge, but it also helps you with the leadership skills. And that's been something that's kind of instilled in a huge value in my life and through my family and those kinds of things. And just hearing all the stories my dad told me from FFA, I knew that it was an opportunity I can't miss out on.
We'll have much more coverage throughout the week from the Indiana FFA convention on radio and on social media, including the state officer announcement Thursday afternoon. McDonald's of Indiana is a proud supporter of this year's coverage of the Indiana FFA Convention and is excited to usher in the next generation of Hoosier farmers. From high school to college students, many college students across Indiana know they want to work in the science field, but they may not know of the countless career opportunities that exist in the ag biosciences. CJ Miller reports how Agrinovis Indiana helps students to make those connections.
I do know people that are farmers, and I never grew up in that type of setting, so I didn't think it was for me necessarily. However, I want to learn more about ag biosciences.
And that's Bethany Majeski from Portage, Indiana, who is studying biology at Marion University in Indianapolis. She's part of the Agrinovis Indiana Field Atlas platform to build awareness of the ag bioscience industry through company tours and on-farm visits.
Going into the Field Atlas ambassadorship, I knew it was something I was interested in, but I didn't know necessarily if I would connect with it. And then we started with orientation, and I was like, no, this was a great decision. And I'm just discovering that just ag bioscience and agriculture is truly everywhere, but I didn't think it would be something that I would be so passionate about. But I think there is a part of me in ag bioscience, and I just got to figure out where.
Bethany was part of a tour last week of True Essence Foods, which is a chocolate and fruit processing facility near downtown Indy, as well as Premier Companies, an ag and fuel company based in Seymour. She says the Field Atlas program has helped her realize that she wants to make an impact in the ag biosciences.
I really find research fascinating. And I know different companies like Corteva Agriscience do a lot of different research. Also, the animal science part of ag bioscience is really interesting to me. And I'm currently doing an internship with salamanders, so it kind of all connects in its own way. And I'm not really sure where that all is going to lead me, but I know I have a definite passion for it, and I'm kind of excited to see how it all pans out.
Bethany highly recommends that students learn more about the opportunities in ag biosciences.
Especially if you reach out to Agrinovis Indiana, you can get connected to all these different companies. I know there are lots of internship opportunities, but I've talked to people who want to do HR work, and they realize that maybe they can connect with ag bioscience through HR because that's still actively like helping the world within that field. So I think it all connects. It's just taking that first step to be interested and want to discover what it holds.
Learn more about the Field Atlas program at the Agrinovis Indiana website. You can also find a link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers. Are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online. IHLEFabrications.com. Restore. Door, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we move through the next 24 hours, more heat, more humidity will be here. I think, though, that heat and humidity will be able to trigger a little bit of thunderstorm activity. Central and southern Indiana can see a nice cluster of thunderstorms here this morning through mid-afternoon. They don't last exceptionally long, but the threat is here into the afternoon. Northern Indiana may see a threat overnight tonight into tomorrow. Then as we move through the rest of tomorrow, I think we're mostly dry. The threat for heat-based thunderstorm activity seems to want to shift more into northwest Ohio. We see temperatures well above normal, high humidity. Thursday is going to be sunny and dry without much threat of thunderstorm activity at all. Same thing Friday and Saturday. We do have a frontal boundary on the move for Sunday. As it shows up, moisture seems to evaporate and go away. So I'm going to say there's a slight chance for some hit and miss showers, especially late Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. But it's not looking like much coverage or much total. As we move into next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday seems dry. We do have a chance for some moisture overnight Wednesday night into Thursday, maybe a quarter to three quarters of an inch there. But definitely we're seeing net drying over the course of the next 10 days to 2 weeks. This heat is going to accelerate that near term. The best thing we can do is hope for this heat-based convection to be a little bit more widespread than what we're seeing currently. Overall, we're looking at this pattern extending into the extended 11 to 16 day forecast window. Slightly cooler maybe to finish out next week, but I don't think that holds long term. The dry pattern is going to be something that we see all the way into early July. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
McDonald's of Indiana proudly supports our local farmers and suppliers. McDonald's sources millions of their products from the talented farmers here in the Hoosier State. As you gather to celebrate this year's Indiana FFA State Convention, remember to fuel your passion with your McDonald's favorites. Download the McDonald's app now and order with ease. McDonald's, I'm loving it. A sell-off, corn, beans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. We were lower all session long, settlements on the way. First, market analysis, which I grabbed at the end of trade from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. John, the corn, soybean, and wheat markets on Monday, never a chance. Lower on Friday, and we extend those losses on Monday. Pretty severe pressure on the soybean and wheat markets, and finally corn followed a little further along that path after working just slightly lower earlier in the session. But very hot in Indiana and surrounding states. Favorable weather, though, really, to the west of us, and that bodes well for another report of good crop conditions later on Monday.
Yes, this is the classic double whammy for producers east of the Mississippi River. Just looking at the 7-day projected forecast here a few minutes ago, not a lot of rain projected for most of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Some big rains, 1 to 3 inch rains covering most of Iowa, Minnesota, eastern Nebraska. And, you know, there's nothing that ruins a drought market scare quicker than rain in Iowa. And that's what we're seeing. And, you know, we really didn't have much of a scare going. We didn't see, as you mentioned, Friday prices were down. So it's not one of those weekends where we came in super bullish and had a massive forecast change. That's usually been reserved for the third and fourth weekend of June. So maybe we'll flip this thing back the other way. But right now, everything's on its heels this afternoon. And we have November beans just about 7.25 cents above their contract low, so things have really fallen apart there in a hurry.
And where is support for beans? Are we getting close?
Well, I'd say that 11.22¾ low on the charts, that's a multi-year low. And I believe that was, I didn't check that, but I'm thinking that was February 28th, so not in the ultra-distant past. So corn, you know, the July's a mess now on the charts. You know, we're probably looking at some contract lows being tested there. Dease corn, probably, you know, in that 450 range. So unless something pops up here quickly, the bears are in control. They were a little more short corn than the trade was expecting, short 1.13 billion bushels on Friday. And maybe we're going to push that to 1.2 billion bushels today. That's the first time since June 2020 that the funds have taken a big short into mid to late June. And, of course, that was the COVID year when everything was a mess.
Thoughts about the export inspections, both corn and soybeans?
Well, I liked both. You know, 12.3 on beans, it's seasonal. It's not a big number. It's not a great number, but I would have thought maybe we were getting close to keeping that number under 10 on a weekly basis or less. So not too bad here the last 2 or 3 weeks. Corn, 50.7, you know, that's in line with the 10-week average and a pretty decent number for this time of the year. Got no attention, Andy, from the Bears at least. And again, they remain in control of this market. And without a big weather shift, we're not going to turn this thing around, I'm afraid, this week.
John Zanker, market analysis. Get John at Risk Management Commodities. The number, 866-837-9027. On the Hat Monday review, the settlements, July corn, 443¾ down 6¼. September 7 lower at 450. Dease ends at 463, a loss of 7¼. July beans, 1157¾, 22 cents lower. And November beans, 1130¼, off 19½ cents. July wheat, 591½, a 21¼ cent sell-off. The meats mixed, August live cattle, 182.80, down 37. And July lean hogs picked up 172, going up to 95.37. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.